You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for Dirty Laundry here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. And with Dirty Laundry, it's pretty simple. Ian will go out and we'll talk to different individuals around the city of Las Vegas. And many times it's at his favorite bar laundromat, which is on Boulder Highway. Mm-hmm. It is a combination of exactly what I just said, a bar and a laundromat. And you meet a lot of fascinating people out there because this is definitely a dive bar. But for some reason, there's people hanging out doing laundry.
It goes so far beyond, I think, dive bar. Really. This is, it's so, how can I put it? It's such a special place.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it a dump.
It's like Disneyland. It's like Disneyland on Boulder Highway for alcohol and laundry.
Aw, that's sweet.
Well, today's installment of Dirty Laundry features an individual which may or may not have done a couple of drugs in his day, may or may not currently be on drugs while this interview is taking place, and he swears that he was almost abducted by aliens, right, Ian?
Yes, he does. Now, the story, the premise behind the story is he was meeting up a friend who was living under a bridge in California.
Okay.
I see.
So he went to go meet him and, again, insists he was not on any sort of hallucinogens, even though he does have experience with them in the past.
Mm-hmm. This time was different.
This time, a little different.
It's Dirty Laundry on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Dirty Laundry.
I'm outside the bar laundromat, and I've met another friend. Now, do you want to give a name?
James Moore. A few years ago, I was in Paso Robles, California, and it says Central California by San Luis Obispo. Anyways, there's a Salinas River that runs through that town, and that's one of two upstream rivers in the world. I'm walking there in the middle of the night, no flashlight, nothing. The moon's out and everything. And I'm walking, and I'm not normally I'm paranoid. I'm all creeped out there, you know. But this time I'm not for some reason. I'm just like walking and rapping and whatever. When you step under the bridge, it goes pitch black, you know. So I step under there and I'm looking for him. I'm yelling for him, and nobody answers. Nothing. There's nothing at all. So I get kind of freaked out, you know. So I step out from under the bridge a little bit, and then I'm looking up in the sky though, and you see a falling star, right? You know what a falling star looks like. Well, then it goes from like an orangish, like whatever, then it goes to full on a red flame, you know? Then I'm like, I don't think that's a shooting star. I think that's more of a meteor, you know? But then guess what this thing does? It goes, it's way the f*** up there, dude, okay? And it goes, and it stops right above me, all right? Now, this is the weirdest part. This f*** comes all the way down, and this thing is level with the bottom of the bridge, like almost level with it, like to where I can actually, like, I feel like if there was one more person there, like we could, you know, lift each other up and one of us could grab it. I don't know, I can't only describe that it's like a freaking... it's like an oval shape in a way, you know, it's like an egg almost, but not quite. It's like bigger, way bigger. And it's so, I don't know what it was made out of or anything, but the way it moved, it was just sit there hovering, you know, but there's this little tail thing I had on the back end. And it seems unbelievable. It really isn't though, because I was there and I'm the only one to witness it, but that's the only problem, you know, but like, it's true. It's true as ever. And I don't hallucinate. Like I've done hallucinogenics, but this wasn't one of those times. See this little tail thing on the end of it, right? It looks like something. It looks like something from a movie, right? But it has a green light on the back of it, though. This thing on the front of it has a little, it looks like a camera or whatever. But it's like it's moving and it's looking at me, right? And it's watching me. And then all of a sudden, there's three on each side of it. So there's six of them all together, tubes that come out of it all on each side of it. And this is true, but they come out at the same time. And then all of a sudden, this mist started coming out. I say it was mist because it looked like it was wet or whatever. But it started falling above me, and it was green, and it matched the light on the back. Okay, I'm watching this. I'm like, so I started freaking out. I'm like, oh no. I don't know. I think they're trying to poison me or something. Like, something's trying to kill me, you know? I got my shirt over my face. I'm going, you can't get me, you know? Mother try. And I'm yelling at it and all this. All I did was blink for a couple. I just blinked, and it was. And then when I looked back, the mist was still there, but it was still gone. It was gone.
And now, afterwards, how did your butt feel? Did you do the check just to make sure?
No, it felt fine.
Okay, good. All right.
Jesus, that guy, man.
Oh, my goodness.
So, totally up to you. Whether you think it was an alien encounter or just an encounter with some pretty hardcore methamphetamine, You be the judge.
That guy needs to get a job with micro machines.
Yes, he
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.